Muslim worshippers prayed on Mount Arafat during the high point of the Hajj pilgrimage on Thursday, as authorities urged them to avoid the hottest hours of the day after tragedy struck last year. Thousands of white-robed pilgrims recited verses from the Holy Quran from dawn on the 70-meter, 230-feet, rocky rise near Mecca, where the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, gave his last sermon. But numbers thinned by midday following official warnings for pilgrims to stay inside between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m., a year after 1,301 people died in temperatures that hit 51.8 degrees Celsius, 125 degrees Fahrenheit. Delivering the annual Hajj sermon at Masjid Inimra in Arafat, the Imam and Khatib of the Grand Mosque, Sheikh Dr. Saleh bin Abdullah bin Humad, emphasized the profound spiritual and unifying significance of the Day of Arafah, urging Muslims around the world to uphold the true essence of Islam through faith, humility, and sincere devotion to Allah. Addressing the pilgrims, Sheikh Dr. Humad highlighted Islam's core principles, underscoring the importance of monotheism, compassion, moral conduct, and social justice. He called on believers to strengthen their connection with Allah through constant remembrance, heartfelt prayers, and righteous deeds, especially on this sacred day known for divine mercy and the acceptance of supplications. The Day of Arafah is not only a symbol of unity for the Ummah, but also a reminder of our collective submission to the Creator. On this day, Allah's mercy descends abundantly, and prayers are answered. Let us fill our hearts with gratitude and our tongues with His praise, he said. I came here early, to avoid the sun, and later I will pray inside my tent, said 54-year-old Adele Ismail from Syria. Saudi authorities have taken several steps to reduce the risk from heat at the Hajj, which has drawn more than 1.6 million pilgrims to one of the world's hottest regions, according to fresh figures published on Thursday. Shaded areas have been expanded by 50,000 square meters, 12 acres, thousands more medics are on standby, and more than 400 cooling units have been deployed, the Hajj minister told AFP last week. The Saudis have also cracked down on unregistered, non-fee-paying pilgrims, who lack access to the full amenities and made up more than 80% of last year's deaths. On Thursday, ice packs were handed to people walking towards Mount Arafat, with some placing the small bags on their heads. With temperatures reaching 42°C, 107.6°F, officials ushered people away if they spent too long in one place near the bouldered hill, which had fans spraying mist and cool air at its foot. Late Thursday afternoon, pilgrims began making their way to Muzdalifa, halfway between Arafat and the sprawling tent city of Mina, where they will gather pebbles for Friday's symbolic stoning of the devil.